I've been so many times. Here I am again, losing the battle and thinking I'll never win this fight. I'm so ashamed, down on my knees. I know there's grace, but is there grace for me? Fall after fall, prayer after prayer, Father, will you still be there? Here you are again, forgiving, redeeming my heart again, standing me up on my feet again. You show me your mercy will never run out, will never run out. I can breathe again, knowing I'm loved, I feel free again. No matter how long I've been wandering, when I think that I've gone too far, here you are again. Here I am. Standing me up on my feet again. Show me your mercy. We'll never run out. We'll never run out. I can breathe again.
Again, here with Tim Foreman on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Check out his solo project at bongochico.com. Tim, do you remember the first record you bought with your own money?
Yeah, it was Pennywise.
Oh, all right. So with that in mind, who were your influences growing up?
Well, it was a lot of California punk rock. We were so my dad kind of got us into some what I would call like really classically good music growing up, from the Beatles to Zeppelin and U2, you know. But then when I started discovering music for myself, you know, a little surf rat in California, it was all about punk rock. And you know, the surf videos that we were watching all day was all that, you know, No Effects, Offspring, Bad Religion. So yeah, there's a lot of that happening in San Diego at the time.
All right. So with that in mind, very unfair question coming. If you can open up for anybody dead or alive, and just don't overthink it, you're just there.
Uh-huh.
You know? You're just present in the day. Open up for anybody dead or alive, who would it be?
I'm overthinking it.
Is that right?
I mean, I guess. I let's go with the Beatles. Like, we're living in dream world. Let's do it.
You know, I had somebody else on one time. I don't remember who it was now, and they said Jesus, and I thought, one, I'm sure he could be a great musician, right? Obviously, he could do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
But two, I was like, in the overthinking realm, nobody's gonna care what I do after Jesus. Like, they're just waiting on Jesus, you know?
That's
Not coming to
hard
my
to hope
merch
for.
table. Yeah, like he's not coming to my merch table. He just turned water into wine over here. They're going to buy his stuff, right? Anyway. So Beatles. So while Beatles may be big, it's not Jesus. So at least, you know, that helps you at all.
That's
Okay.
yeah, leaving somewhere to go.
That's right. There's still some room in there.
When he took the wrongs that you couldn't make right, and every tear that you cried, every broken prayer you prayed, he turned it for good. He lets nothing go to waste. You can count on that. You know what he's like. You've seen him do it a thousand times. Yeah, even in the dead. Just how good he is. He's a faithful
here with Tim Foreman on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Learn all about his solo project, bongochico.com. Tim, do you remember the first song you ever wrote?
I wrote it for my girlfriend in high school, who's now my wife,
Okay.
and recorded it on a four track and gave it to her for Valentine's Day.
Everybody listening, keep that in mind. It works.
I've still got the cassette somewhere
Oh, I love that.
in a shoebox at home, yeah.
If we still had CDs, it could be a hidden track on the Bongo Chico record. Do
That's right.
you remember those?
Yeah, I made CDs for this.
Yeah.
I'm
See?
coming out with CD. I still believe in the compact disc.
All right, listen, buy the compact disc. We're not saying there's a hidden track on there, but we're not saying there's not one. We're not saying there's not one.
That's
So get you
right.
got, but you're only going to find out if you buy the disc. So keep that in mind. BongoChico.com. Well, what's your songwriting process like today?
Well, for Bongo Chico, I did a lot of exploring because I think one of the reasons I did the record was like, what do I sound like? I've written for someone else to sing. I mean, first of all, John doesn't need a lot of songwriting help, but we've written together our entire lives. And when we're writing a song together, it's always for Switchfoot and it's for him to sing. And so this was an entirely kind of existential, like, well, what do I sound like? What songs does my voice like to sing? What stories do I like to tell? All of those kind of like blank canvas questions. And so I gave myself like a lot of room to kind of explore. And we were on tour at the time. And I was like, okay, if I can write, because I wasn't convinced that I could put out a solo record. So I was like, okay, it's like 2 month tour. If I write, roughly a song a day and just kind of marinate over this tour, by the end of the tour, if I have 10 songs that I love, then I'll go ahead and put the record out. And I ended up with like 15 or so. I would kind of write during the day. I'd set up a little demo in the dressing room, demo station, right during the day, and then sing on it after the show when my voice was warmed up. And then the next day I'd do the same thing. And I was kind of scared to take inventory and count how many songs I actually liked, And by the end of the tour, I was like, okay, it's time to count. And started putting them in folders, And yeah, when I counted 15 songs, I was like, okay. And ended up recording 13 of them, and 12 of them are on the record. So.
I'll dig it. Again, here with Tim Foreman on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. That project, learn all about it at bongochico.com. Tim, you've been playing live music for a hot minute now. One of the most
Right.
beautiful things that can happen is in these live settings, but there's goofy stuff that happens too. Do you have a most embarrassing onstage moment that sticks out in your mind?
Well, yeah, coming out of 2020, we all were like, everything about coming back from COVID was awkward, right? Like, kind of like, we're back. No, we're not, but we are kind of. And I think I can think of nothing more poignantly representative of that than me walking on stage for the very first time after COVID, our first tour, day one, walking on stage, and it's like really dark,
Oh no.
full blackout, and there's like a riser that I didn't see, and I'm like walking on stage feeling good, like, yeah, here we go, we're back. And I just tripped and just yard sailed right across the front of the stage, put a hole in my leg. It like bled through my shins and my pants, and my sock was all red at the end of the night. And I was just like, yeah, maybe we're not so back yet.
We're back-ish, right? We're back-ish. We'll
We're
get
back,
there.
but it still kind of hurts.
I'm bleeding out on stage. Wait, do you remember where you were? What city you were in?
Yeah, we were in St. Louis.
Oh man. Oh, St. Louis. Take better care of Tim, St. Louis. Almost bled out on the stage there.
Yeah, I'm standing on a mountain, walking through barren lands. You took my hand and you said, you can have this world, but I won't go with you. Oh, I won't go with you. But I ran out of places and feelings I was chasing. All I have is you and you alone. South Sea. Slave in the dwell in the house of the king. And if that means that I leave all my things, then I will go with you. Oh, I will go with you. But I ran out of places, feelings I was chasing. Could I go? Your spirit will follow me down to Sheol. And the thing about the king, he's always with me, so I can't run from you. But I won't run from you. And I said, oh, don't wait a minute. I don't want what you in there. And I don't want to go unless I'm going there with you.
Wrapping up here with Tim Foreman on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Learn all about his solo project, bongochico.com. Tim, I like to end with a little rapid fire. You got your game face on?
I'm ready.
What's your favorite junk food?
Red vines.
Red vines?
Yep.
Oh, we got insider baseball here. Tim's phone dropped. He gave a different answer before it dropped.
I had time to think about
there,
it.
There you go. All right. Favorite ice cream flavor?
Tonight Dough, Ben and Jerry's.
Oh, that's good. Can you name one of the seven dwarfs?
Sleepy.
What color is your toothbrush?
White.
In the movie about your life, the Tim Foreman story, what actor would play you?
Brad Pitt.
If you could be any Marvel character, who would it be?
Iron Man.
Favorite board game?
Uno. That's not a board game.
No, it counts. No, it counts. It counts. It counts.
Monopoly.
Oh, that's a classic. You have a time machine for one day. Where and when do you go?
Shea Stadium, Beatles concert.
That's cool. Favorite cartoon growing up?
Bugs Bunny.
Would 12-year-old Tim think you're cool today?
Absolutely not.
Last but not least, something you hate that everyone else loves.
Okay, I have to do the mental math on that one. Okay, everyone loves Bye Bye Miss American Pie, that song. I get the historical significance of it, the day the music died, all that.
Yeah.
Not a fan of the song.
Not you.
Sorry.
It's fair. I respect it. It's not. This is not going to be on the Bongo Chico record. That's what you're telling us. There's no cover that song.
Coming up with that one.
All right. I respect it. He's Tim Foreman from Switchfoot and his solo project, Bongo Chico. Check it out at bongochico.com. Tim, you've been a ton of fun. Thanks for hanging out today, man.
Hey, thanks, Austin. This was fun.
For years I've run the fast lane and my treads are wearing thin. Left me on the shoulder, broken and pulled over, alone in my skin. Some things weren't my choosing. Sometimes I let the charge. Chasing dreams or so it seemed, down on Fool's Boulevard. I could use a little church right now. Love to have a little family around. I've been feeling so overwhelmed. I could use a little church right now. My cup's about as empty as this wilderness I'm in. I lost my way with the loss of love that came to a bitter end.
So far from running over, so close to giving in. It's gonna take the hands that made me to make me whole again. I could use a little church right now. Love to have a little family around. I've been feeling so overwhelmed. I could use a little church right now. I can almost hear the choir singing back to when I was a child. That steeple up on top, no. Ain't talking about them hot views.
Ain't about the hot
views. Or that torn up parking lot. It could happen on a dirt road. Or a crowded coffee shop. Yeah, the church I need is the hands and feet of a God who came to love. I could use a little church right now. Love to have a little family around. I've been feeling so could use a little church right now.
Three brothers in a fire, willing to die for their faith. But you were with them in the fire, and they walked out the next day. And Daniel met a lion because he chose to pray. But you shut the mouth of that lion, and he walked out the next day. So what's gonna be said of me when it's all said and done? Will I stand for my beliefs, or will I turn around and run? Will let the whole world hear me say, I'm unashamed.
You've been listening to Behind the Tunes with Austin Black. You can reach the show at behindthetunes@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next time as we go Behind the Tunes.